Everybody take a deep breath because we're going to climb for air. Is that what it is? Fight for air climb. Yes. I always want to say climb for air for some reason. This morning with us, Amy Moritz and Kaylin from the American Lung Association. How's it going?
Great. Happy to be here.
Yes. So this is a really cool. Now, the fight for air climb, they used to do it in this building right here in Rochester, in Fickle World headquarters.
They did. Yeah, we were there for, I believe, 2 or 3 years, and it was a fun little event, and now we've kind of expanded our horizons post-COVID.
Oh, you guys took it big time. Come on. Right, Amy? I mean, this is huge.
This is huge. This is really exciting. This is our second year at Highmark Stadium, you know, home of our beloved Buffalo Bills for right now, and it's really big, and it's really exciting to be able to do it at the stadium and to do it outdoors and be able to see other people. It's really exciting.
Do we know how many steps it is from, do you start at the field to go up to the top of the stadium? Or?
So we have two route options this year. So we got a little bit, again, we keep growing year after year, but so we have our regular route options, and in years past we've had this route as a route for firefighters in full gear and regular civilians. So we're still going to do that. And that is about 900 steps. You start at the one end zone on the 100 level concourse, and you finish in the other end zone right on the field. And then we have, for those who want to take their challenge to the next level, we have the ultimate climber route for firefighters in full gear and the ultimate stadium climber for civilians. And that's approximately 2,000 steps up, down, and across the whole 100 level inside Highmark Stadium and ending up on the field in the end zone.
Oh, can we get nachos with that? I mean, you know, we're in the stadium, right?
Right.
So now, Amy, how'd you get involved with this? You're the co-chair of this Fight for Air Climb. And is there a reason that you're helping out the American Lung Association, a personal reason? Because I have mine.
Yes. I mean, there certainly is. A lot of people do have it. My story is I found out about the Fight for Air Climb a number of years ago, shortly after my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. And I had a friend who had done the event previously, and as I was telling her about my mother, she's like, you should do this American Lung Association event. I think it would be really good for you. And it was a place for me to go with all of my emotions, right? I couldn't,
sure.
I couldn't cure my mom's cancer. I couldn't do anything about that, but I could help raise money for clinical trials and for research and for all different types of lung health, and learned more about the American Lung Association, which obviously my connection is lung cancer, but the Lung Association does all types of things with lung disease and better breathing and things of that nature. But my connection was with lung cancer. And so, you know, my mom was there. She came to cheer me on the first time that I was there. And then the next year she volunteered, and she was actually, when it was inside the building in Buffalo, she was at the top of the stairs with her cowbell. And so she was like the cheering people as they were finishing up the climb. That was her spot. So that was really great to be able to have her involved. Unfortunately, she passed 2 years ago, just before COVID. Thank you. But so doing this in her memory and in her honor, it's a place for me to go with my grief, and a place for me to go with my emotions, and to do it in a positive way and a positive outlet, and help other people along the way by raising money for an organization that does such good work for lung disease and education and research and treatment.
And we always need more cowbell. We know that for a fact.
Yeah.
That's a proven
fact. Always need more cowbell. Yes.
That's a proven fact. But Kaylin, now, since the last time I did it, when you were doing it here in Rochester too, I just celebrated my 5th anniversary. I had lung cancer. I have an upper left lobe ectomy, and I've celebrated 5 years cancer-free. And I did it here, and man, I'll tell you what, it's quite a challenge. Do you remember, Kaylin, how many steps in our building here in Rochester it was?
I feel like it was like 525.
Okay.
But the difference being that that's straight up and the stadium's up, down, and across. You kind of, it's a different kind of challenge. But
right.
straight up, like you don't catch your breath there that whole time.
Yeah. Well, when you did it in the building, you're in the tight stairwell kind of thing. But it kind of, if you're out, let's see, it's May 7th. So it's going to be a beautiful day, right? At Highmark Stadium. Okay. We're talking Orchard Park. We can't guarantee Josh Allen will be there, but it's a place where he hangs out in the fall, in the winter. And I think 900 steps, that's not bad compared to 500 inside. With the fresh air, it should be cool. Now, what my point was, is last time I did it, it was pre-COVID. And I got COVID before the vaccine and stuff like that. And I had everything involved except respiratory. I was so lucky because that was my biggest fear. So this has got to be a whole new wrinkle for the American Lung Association. You guys must be highly involved in the COVID situation.
Yeah, I mean, we were founded, you know, back for combating tuberculosis. We have the National Tuberculosis Foundation and have evolved year over year into the American Lung Association. So we're the longest public health organization for lung health. So when COVID came around, you know, we started our COVID COVID initiative action initiative. That's the right order. So we started that to, you know, share more information about the vaccine, share information about just, you know, being safe, protecting your lungs in a world that kind of just turned around suddenly on everyone and trying to work towards preventing future respiratory pandemics from happening.
You guys, American Lung also deals with asthma, something that's also in my family, and I know a lot of people deal with that as well. Are there any breakthroughs we can tell people that... what's going on? I mean, we're raising money when we do the climb, right?
Yeah.
And the funds are going for, obviously, all sorts of lung health. But has there been any breakthroughs in the cancer or the asthma or anything like that that we could talk about?
Yeah. So I think specifically with lung cancer, we're seeing more and more treatment options, especially in the pharmaceutical field. You know, when we talk to our partners in the corporate side, essentially, of lung cancer, they're so excited because there's more and more ways to treat lung cancer, and we're seeing such a lengthening of those who are able to survive, you know, 5 years, 1 year out. And so year after year, we put out our State of Lung Cancer report from the American Lung Association. We've seen a lot of progress, but we also recognize, too, and we kind of address this in the State of Lung Cancer report, that, you know, minorities and women are still greatly impacted by lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely more we want to get done around that. And the guidelines just changed for those who might be considered high risk to get low-dose CT screening for lung cancer. So those qualifications have recently been updated so that it covers a greater population of people who can get that scan, catch the lung cancer early when we know that the survival rate is higher and the treatment options are greater.
Is there something special that presents when people would think they need to get that test?
No. So
hard breathing or something, you know, I mean, shortness of breath or...
So typically for the low-dose CT screening to be, like, qualified for that type of screening, right now it just got lowered to 50. I believe it's a 10-pack history, so, like, a pack a day for 10 years. And then our current smoker has quit smoking within, like, the last 10 years. So that originally was 55 to 70. Now it's 50 to, I believe, 75. For those people who may have a history of smoking that amount or greater, definitely worth talking to your doctor or visiting savebythescan.org to take a quick yes-no quiz to let you know if you're high risk or not. But then again, we know people outside of that are also at risk for lung cancer. Non-smokers especially are still very great risk for getting lung cancer. So a lot of the times it is, you know, persistent cough. We've heard a lot of stories from our lung cancer patients who were not smokers that it was like fatigue was just really overtaking them. But you know your body best, and you should always have those conversations with your doctor if you're not feeling right.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, if you were a smoker, you know, for a long, long time, and you quit, and you're over 50 now, and you just want to check, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you're curious, and yeah, because I was a non-smoker, and I got it, and I had something else going on, and had a CAT scan, and that's when they said you got spots on your lung, and I was like, what?
And, yeah, you were expecting it.
Yeah, I was like, that's the last thing you expect, you know, especially when you're a non-smoker. But also, I've been in radio since the, you know, early 80s, and we were in bars back in the day when you could smoke all the time, yeah. You know, all the time. So, Amy, are you doing the mega challenge or are you doing the regular one?
I'm doing the regular one. I'm not up for the mega challenge just yet this year. I like the regular one, which is challenging enough.
Yeah, 900 steps, yeah.
It certainly is. And one of the things that people have asked me is if it's, you know, they might not be, they're like, but I'm not an athlete, I'm not a runner, and it's really for everybody. I'm going to do it. I always throw my husband under the bus because last year he did it wearing jeans and a t-shirt. So he certainly was not, like, you know, all geared up to run the stairs. He pretty much fast walked them. But yeah. I love even like the 900 stair, you know, if you really want that challenge, you can get the full stadium experience. But 900 stairs is not as daunting because you do get to go down. So you do get the luxury of catching your breath a little bit. And it really is for everyone, whether you want to run through it or whether you just want to walk through it.
I remember there was these insane guys that were doing it in like a couple of minutes in our building. And it was like, well, they went 18 stories or whatever our building is here. And in like 2 or 3 minutes, it was crazy.
Yeah. Yes. God bless them for doing that.
Yeah. They don't have to.
Well, I was just going to say, though, we got a question the other day from one of our firefighters trying to convince our firefighter friends to do it. And he asked who the youngest and the oldest firefighter and the youngest and oldest civilian doing it. We had a 4-year-old civilian and a 76-year-old civilian.
Wow.
Could be in it. And then we also had the youngest was a 12-year-old junior firefighter and a 75-year-old firefighter. And then we have lung cancer patients like yourself, Dino, and some that are still actively going through treatment that participate as well. So it really is an opportunity for everyone to come out and show some support and raise some funds.
It's pretty amazing watching the firefighters do it. I mean, in the full gear. It's like, I'm just glad it's them and not me. You know what I mean? All right, so we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time here, so we want to tell everybody the Fight for Air Climb Buffalo. It's May 7th. And it's Highmark Stadium, Orchard Park. If you've ever been to a Bills game, you've been in this stadium, but it's going to be a different situation. And Caitlin, how do we sign up here?
So you can go to fightforairclimb.org/buffalo to sign up. Registration's open until May 1st at 11:59 p.m.
11:59, okay. And I just want to put it out there. We all should be vaccinated, but the rules have changed and have the requirements for all the buildings in Buffalo have been lifted for the non-vaccinated, correct?
Yep. So we're not requiring a vaccination or proof of vaccination to participate in the event.
Okay. Amy, anything else you want to share with everybody? Why people should fight for Air Climb?
You know, I think whether you have a personal connection to any type of lung disease, whether it's asthma or lung cancer, or, you know, if you have someone in your family with that, or even if you don't, like the fact that we all have lungs and we all need good lung health. This is a great venue. It can be a fun event. It can be anything you want it to be. And it's such a great cause that I really hope people, you know, sign up and come out and see what it's about and just enjoy and support one another.
Okay. And, what's the website again, Kayla?
fightforairclimb.org/buffalo
fightforairclimb.org and there's always an American Lung Association right website as well.
Yep. And then for more information about lung disease or information about the American Lung Association, it's www.lung.org. one lung, not multiple,
lung.org. That's it, huh?
Yep, that easy. Well,
can't get much easier than that. Ladies, good luck with the climb. Kaylin, Amy, it's May 7th, Highmark Stadium. Fight for Air Climb. Go up there and have some fun.
Thank you so much.
And everybody breathe easy, right?
Yes.
Yes.